It's time now for Where's Art with Annie Dugan, and a little bit of sunshine is a great thing. Just makes the art show up that much more better than. Hey, Annie, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. It is very true, and there is a big opening on Thursday at the Duluth Art Institute that has quite a few artists that I want to talk about. The first is it's a solo show of the work of Jonathan Thunder. Jonathan is an artist here in Duluth. He has spent time in the cities, in Santa Fe. We are so lucky to have Jonathan as part of this community. His work is absolutely stunning, and I love being able to see it in our Morrison Gallery. He is primarily a painter, but he also has some ink work on view, as well as some animation. He does moving animation, and we'll have some on view in the gallery, but also a special viewing evening at Zeitgeist later in the summer. But the paintings, they're large-scale paintings, and they're absolutely stunning. Jonathan is a product of the 80s and was very into comic books and X-Men and sort of the superhero world that a lot of people of that age are steeped in. So he draws on that, but then he also mixes that in with his with traditions and his native background. And so you see these animals that borrow sort of from both worlds. They also borrow from his dream worlds, from his friend's dream worlds. So he really, it's this wonderful mix of sort of the ethereal, but he has these really sharp black lines that outline everything. So they're very much these like very present physical imagery that is really just stunning. So I'm so excited to be able to show off his work. And it's going to have a catalog to go with it. The Duluth Art Institute has been really committed to expanding the amount of arts writing that we have in our community. And so we worked with Jonathan to get a grant to do a catalog. So Mason Riddle, who's a writer from the Twin Cities, came up and did some studio visits with Jonathan and wrote an essay for the catalog. And so people can take with them those beautiful images that Jonathan's created in book form. And then, so that's in the Morrison Gallery. In the Steffel Gallery, there is a show called Play. And it is, there are artists, it's actually both in the Steffel and in the Corridor Gallery. It's artists who utilize the world of games and in their artwork. So Robert Adams is sort of a key artist in this. And Robert has done a large-scale portrait of the Great Lakes, of all Great Lakes, with Battleship, the game Battleship. He's taken it apart, reassembled it to form the five Great Lakes, and then the battleships mark the shipwrecks that have been on all five Great Lakes. So you can see that. It's wonderful. He's hung it across the windows in the Steffel Gallery so that you actually look at Lake Superior through the battleship games. So, because, you know, those battleship games have that blue transparentness. So it's really pretty striking. He also has a really interesting technique where he does their paintings of hockey games. And when I say paintings of hockey games, you might think, oh, you know, you'll see someone in a helmet. No, these are abstractions. So he takes the statistics of a certain game, and he'll assign, you know, so if it's different points, he'll have different shapes, he'll have different colors. So it's a abstracted rendering based on the stats from the game. So it's sort of like he's given over and partnered with his painting tools with this game itself. So it's sort of a fun mind bender when you look at the work. There's also in the gallery is Elizabeth Lepense. Elizabeth is an amazing artist who utilizes video games to talk about issues of Native culture. So she'll have things like the great snake is sort of, you're fighting this great snake in the video game, and the great snake is the oil pipeline, and you're the heroic Thunderbird. And it's trying to talk about Native culture, but using a very contemporary technique. So that'll be interesting. And then Christopher Selleck is an artist who is from the area originally, but now is in the Twin Cities. And he is very interested in sort of the underlying gender politics in sports. And so he has actually a really beautiful series of printed impressions of jock straps, which have this, like, they're actually, like, beautiful in their, like, the texture, and it's surprising. So anyway, that'll be on view as well in that space. And then Rob Quisling. I'm sorry, I was looking at something else. Rob Quisling is a printmaker and a sculptor in the community, and he recombined croquet in the hallway gallery. So you can actually come and play croquet at the Duluth Art Institute this summer. But instead of, you know, white shorts and white hats, he's used black rubber and some really interesting, like, there's like little tokens in all of the, he's cast the croquet balls into really interesting tokens inside. So it's worth checking out and coming to play a round of croquet. I don't know if you say a round of croquet or a game of croquet. I'll have to look up that correct terminology before we speak again, Lisa.
But aren't we glad that the exhibit is not in croquet?
Right. That would be
croquet and we'd all get it wrong consistently.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Oh,
we could
wow.
eat croquettes as well.
Good plan, Annie. Good plan. Annie Dugan this morning, Art and Tongue Twisters, right here every Monday on 103.3 KUMD.